I'm going to keep standing out here and preaching unless you tell me that it's too close for comfort. You'd prefer just put me back in the pulpit. It keeps me from wildly gesticulating and spitting on the people in the front here. Anyway, there was a church somewhere in the Bronx, and the maintenance guy was up. He was replacing lights, and he was up in the roof and the ceiling there, and a lady came into church, and he saw her, and she knelt down and was going to pray, and he thought I'd have a little fun, you know, kind of yank her chain, and she was kneeling there with her rosary, and he just kind of says down through the ceiling, he said, "This is Jesus. Whatever you want, I'll grant your deepest desire." She doesn't even respond. She just keeps on praying. He does this a couple of more times, and finally she looks up and somewhat exasperated, she says, "That's enough, Jesus. I'm talking to your mother." Well, we want to say a little bit about prayer, and Mary has chosen the better part. Prayer is, well, Pope John Paul used to say, prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. It's indispensable. If we're going to grow closer to God, which he wants, so much did he love the world that he sent his son. He hopes that we'll consent to spending eternity with him in heaven. And we can begin that communion now. And in speaking to God, listening to him, something in our heart begins to grow. Now, a parish is supposed to be a school of prayer. We're supposed to learn how to pray. I know that's important to you. That's why you're here today. But hopefully you pray on your own. You have your own personal relationship with the Lord. Here we speak a common language, but each person prays uniquely because we're equal in God's eyes, but very different. And so a little meditation on prayer, how we can grow closer to God. We can pray more efficaciously, if you will. Number one is that prayer is passed on by example. It's taught by praying. We can't just talk about it. We have to engage. And so a story of a friend of mine, she, when was little, her grandma used to take her to church. She wasn't raised herself in really any religion, but her grandma would take her into church. Her grandma was Catholic and would take her up and show her how to light a candle, how to kneel down and talk to Jesus. And she said she never forgot those experiences. She lived like Martha, busy, anxious, worried about many things. But as she got older, she remembered those special moments with her grandma. And those had sown a seed in her heart that led her to becoming a Catholic in her late 50s. Prayer is taught by doing. Never to underestimate the power of our witness, our example. We don't pray to draw attention to ourselves, no. But we shouldn't be ashamed or bashful about our prayer life either. This guy was a college kid and he was just living his life, and one day he saw a priest praying his breviary. That's that black book we carried around. It makes us look holy. And we're supposed to pray it. We make a promise to pray it for you every day. And anyway, this kid, he sees his priest praying, and he thinks to himself, "I should pray more. I haven't talked to God in a long time." His name was John Baptist Chatard. Became a great monk, wrote a book called The Soul of the Apostolate. He understood because, well, someone witnessed to him that prayer is a gift, accessible to all of us, and that changed his life and how many others. St. Pius X, that was his favorite spiritual book. When I was little, Mom used to tell us before we went to bed at night, she put a little holy water font there at the base of the steps, and she said, "Now you kneel down, make the sign of the cross and say your prayers, and then go to bed." Well, the fact that Mom taught us that, and I used to do it more than my siblings, but anyway, that's for a different homily. But the fact that Mom taught me how to pray had a big impact in why I'm here with you offering this Mass together today. Prayer has to be taught, and we do so by our own prayer life. Number two, Prayer is difficult. Why? Because we pray and then nothing happens. And we wonder if God's even listening. What's the point? I've been praying that the Brewers win the World Series for all my life, but I mean, it hasn't happened. And so I might give up. And then last night, if that wasn't bad enough, we found out one of the servers is a Cubs fan. We kicked him out of the parish right away. It's over. But just because God doesn't answer the way we want him to, we pray for people who are sick and they don't recover, someone who's struggling with an addiction, and it just seems to go on and on. Prayer doesn't change God. It can't. God is a perfect being. Prayer changes us to accept things that are a mystery, things that are very difficult, suffering that we don't yet understand how it could have a silver lining. Prayer changes us, and it's hard work. A friend who's a priest was visiting the prison, and this one guy said, you know, I don't know why these other guys don't pray the rosary. I pray it every day. Only takes me a minute. Priest said, well, how do you get through it that fast? He said, well, it says, one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the Glory Be. Well, how do you do it? Easy, Father. Our Father, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Glory Be. Priest's like, well, that's just the beginning of those prayers. You have to say, and he told him the rest of the prayer, and the guy said, oh my gosh, I quit. That's way too hard. I'm not going to pray that. Prayer is difficult. We have other things. We get busy. We're a lot like Martha, caught up in the things of this life, but there's only one thing that's necessary. Mary chooses that. Now, the last part that we're going to say a few words about, troops are getting restless here a little bit, and who can blame them? The idea that prayer reminds us that we're all God's children. When we pray, we become little again. We kneel down by the bed. We remember that God is our Father. You remember the first prayer that probably we were taught when we were little? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's a beautiful prayer that has a lot of depth and meaning, but only if it comes from our heart. Otherwise, it could just be words. And that's where prayer was always meant to open us, to be vulnerable, not to hide our hurts, our fears, our inadequacies, but to accept that all of us have things that we just can't control and to allow God to help us. Prayer is the most important part of our faith. Without it, our faith could never become a great gift, a kindling spirit, a force that reminds people that here we have the lasting city. We're just passing through. Well, let's please God grow in our own prayer life, spending time with the Lord who, from the cross, he died praying for us. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Someone taught us how to do this by their word, especially by their example. Please God, let's live as men and women like Mary, who have a deep faith, a vibrant prayer life, and charitable works that show that God is alive and loving and real.